Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Rata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutare Shemate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yudhishtarine. So tonight we have a special program. It's called Questions and Answers. There was a question you always wanted to ask, but you were afraid to ask it. Now's your chance because you can remain anonymous. You just write it on the piece of paper. You don't have to sign your name, and I don't know your handwriting. So take advantage of it. If there's some question you always wanted to ask, but you didn't dare ask, now you can ask it tonight. How can I avoid non-devotees' association, even when they are in the form of my friends and relatives? I gave that example this morning. My dear brother Bob is my only family member left. My sister has departed, my mother's departed, my father's departed. All I have left is my brother Bob, and he lives in the same town as me in Austin, Texas. So he decided to sell his house in the city and get a little mini ranch out in the hill country, Texas hill country, is it? So he invited me to come out to see his new house. He wanted to show off his new house. I said, that'd be great. We can come and do kirtan. It's your new house. He said, can we do something a little more quiet, a little more peaceful? So I didn't go, he said. I have nothing against Bob. In fact, I love Bob. He's very dear to my heart. When he was a young kid, when I first joined the ashram back in 71, he rode his bicycle 175 miles to come and visit me, and he stayed in the temple. And he said, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, and he bowed down in the temple. So I always remember, I remember when he was cool with going along with our Krishna conscious activities. So I'm holding him to that. You just have to be, you're in control, you're in charge, not them. That's what you have to remember. If they want to associate, it's on your terms. You have a right to take the leadership position. That's how you have to understand it. How can I be strict on my services? The services that I don't like. Well, that's the ones you should go for. Whatever you don't like to do, you should volunteer for that. You see. Whatever service you can't stand, Volunteer for that. You don't like to clean the toilet? Volunteer. Can I clean the bathrooms here at this temple? You see? Whatever you don't like to do, volunteer for that, and you'll become a pure devotee very quickly. You see? Whatever you don't like to do, that's what you volunteer for. How can I stop myself from criticizing others? Well, actually, Krishna criticizes others like anything. And if you repeat the criticism of Krishna, you are not criticizing. Just like the judge says that so-and-so is guilty of murder. And the reporter writes on the front page of the newspaper, so-and-so is guilty of murder. Now, is he guilty of fault-finding? No. He's just reporting what the judge has to say. That's all. He didn't say that so-and-so was a murderer. He just repeated the judgment of the judge. So if you repeat what the judge has said, you're not criticizing. So we do criticize the material civilization. We do criticize the scientists. The atheistic scientists, we very much criticize them. And that's our duty, actually, to repeat Krishna's words, you see, mudha. They're foolish like asses. So there's nothing wrong with repeating the criticisms of Krishna. It's our duty to do that. Now, if you're just in the nitpicking because you have a holier-than-thou attitude with other devotees, not in a service mood, then that kind of criticism is not good. Can I take you as my spiritual master? Sure. Just have to chant 16 rounds and follow regulated principles. I'll be happy to accept you as my disciple. How can I pray for those who are not favorable to devotional life? There's a very nice prayer given in the Bhagavatam by actually Prahlad Maharaj. I recommend this prayer. If you want to pray for the living entities, instead of concocting your own prayers, why not take the prayer of a liberated soul? Svastiyastu vishvasya kalah prasidatam dhyani bhutani shivang matodaya manastra bhajam bhajatam madokshajay Niveshitam no matarapyahaitaki. May there be good fortune throughout the entire universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. Let everyone become calm by engaging in bhakti yoga, because by engaging in the devotional service of the Lord, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thoughts of Him. So there you go. If you want to pray for all living entities, repeat the prayer of Prahlad, and your prayer will be very powerful for blessing the whole universe with Krishna consciousness. Take Prahlad's prayer and pray it. It's in the Bhagavatam, 5th canto. Svastiyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam. Tell me louder, please.
7th canto.
Oh, 7th, correction, 7th canto. Anyway, look it up in the Veda base. If you want to know where it is, send me an email. I'll give you the exact verse. Krishna has broadly described the divine and demoniac natures. People who follow Vedas and are following karma kanda do not do bhakti. Which category do they fall in? They're called karma kandiya. It's a type of demoniac consciousness. Anyone who's not fully surrendered to Krishna is considered a demon of varying degrees. Is allowed to eat onion in the starting of wearing kanti mala. Why would you want to eat onion? It's so foul. It stinks. You serious? You want to eat onions? It's gross. Even when you go to the grocery store, you know, we're shopping for the vegetables, you walk by the onions, it's like, oh my God, it's horrible odor. You want to stick that in your mouth? What kind of craziness is that? It means you're in the mode of ignorance. Deep in the mode of ignorance. You better stop onions and then put on kanti mala. Don't wear kanti mala yet. Why do you want to pollute your kanti mala with onions? After I'm newly married, I'm feeling like getting distracted from Krishna consciousness. Well, you have to you and your wife have to help each other to be Krishna conscious. Your duty as a husband, or as a wife, is to help your partner become a pure devotee. That's the purpose, not for sex pleasure. Marriage is a combination for helping each other to go back to Godhead. If you're carried away by sex desire, you become a materialist. Sex is only for procreation, it's not for recreation. If you want to have kids, yes, you can have sex once in a month. If you're chanting 50 rounds and the most fertile day of the month, you can have sex. But if you're not planning to have kids, you must be strict brahmachari and brahmacharini. That's your duty. And if you stick to that program of helping your spouse to become a pure devotee by not polluting your spouse, then marriage will actually strengthen your Krishna consciousness and not be a distraction. How do I bring about determination to perform my sadhana regularly? You have to always remember your siksha guru. Do you know who is your siksha guru? The little sparrow. The little sparrow was by the ocean with her eggs. And that mean, nasty ocean decided to have a little fun and steal the eggs of the sparrow. So that sparrow was rather disturbed. She demanded the ocean to give back the eggs, and the ocean refused to give back the eggs. So then the sparrow said, "Okay, I'm going to dry you up, you rascal." So she went down to the water, she took a few drops of ocean water in her beak, and she ran back to the dry land and deposited the water on the man, you see. And she went back for a few more drops, and she was going, everybody's laughing, "That stupid little bird, she's going to run herself to death." But she didn't care, she's determined to dry up the ocean. Now, if you know anything about the Vedas, you know there's a king of the birds who happens to be her big brother. His name is Gajendra. Gajendra has all mystic powers. When he realized how they were abusing his little sister, being a very protective Vaishnava, you see. Women are protected, you see, in Vedic culture. He realized how his little sister was being abused. He became very, very angry. He came swooping in on Garuda Airlines. And he said, "You better dry up that, you give those eggs back or I'll dry you up immediately." And the ocean returned the eggs. So Prabhupada says we should always remember the example of the little sparrow to be very, very determined. And Prabhupada quoted the famous saying, let's see, what is this saying he quoted? "God helps those who help themselves." So if you want to achieve something, you be determined like a little sparrow. Krishna will help you, you see. You want to become a pure devotee? Make your determination like that little sparrow. "I'm going to become a pure devotee. Nothing else matters in my life. I will become a pure devotee of Krishna." And Krishna will help you. Just like Garuda helped a little sparrow. How do I keep my tendency to commit sinful activity at bay? Always stay absorbed in Krishna consciousness. It's very simple. My wife is not much serious about bhakti, however, she does not stop me from coming to the temple. How to help her and motivate her? Prasadam. 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 Every step I take in spiritual life is not appreciated by my family. Well, who is your actual family, sir? You have to understand, your real family is all living entities. As long as you think, "This is my family, and this, they are, the others are not my family," you will always be trapped. But when you realize that actually all living entities are my family, then you will no longer be a prisoner of this family consciousness. You can utilize their family consciousness to liberate them. How do we continue the desire, or control rather, the desire to enjoy the material world, and especially the opposite sex? She is my mother. Would you want to have sex with your mother? What kind of pervert are you? She's your mother. How you could even think of having sex with your mother. You see. Except for your wife. And that's according to regulated principles. Should we love Krishna only as a father figure? Or should we love him as a friend as well? Since when is your father not your friend? Krishna says Suhrid. Krishna says both things in Gita. Pitoham, I am the father. And he says, Suhridam Sarabhutanam, I'm the best friend. So you should consider Krishna both. He's your father and your best friend. What type of love the gopis had for Krishna? That's called gopi bhav. Bhadramani is the finest example of gopi bhava. Her mood is so pure that she wants always to push others forward to be with Krishna, keeping herself in the background. It's not that she wants to push everybody aside to be with Krishna. Prabhupada told us one day on Radhastami in London, he said, here's how you should pray to Radharani. My dear mother, please tell about me to your Krishna. Prabhupada explained that Radharani, when you pray like that to her sincerely, she will tell Krishna about you. She will say, oh Krishna, just see this devotee here. He's a better devotee than me. She will recommend you as being a better devotee than her. She will put you forward to Krishna as being a better devotee than her. So if Krishna hears, oh, there's a devotee here in Melbourne who's better than my Radharani. Let's see this devotee from Melbourne who's better than my Radharani. You see? So that's probably how you should pray to Radharani. Just see how kind she is. Instead of thinking, yes, I get to be with Krishna, you can just wait. No. She wants to push you forward to be Krishna's number one devotee. That is the intensity of her ecstatic emotion. How do we pray in front of the deity, the Lord's deity? Don't pray for any material things. That's the main thing. You can beg for pure devotional service. You can chant Hare Krishna. You can say, you can recite prayers from the scriptures. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Itaya, Jagadataya Krishna, Go Vindaya Namo Namo, in front of Radha Krishna. Or you can chant Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Premihadayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namnakota Vishay Namaha, in front of Gornatai or in Jagannath, Jagannathashami, Nayanapadagami Bhavatuni. You can chant prayers, you can pray for pure devotion. How do I let go of attachment I had in my children? No, children are a natural object of attachment. You have to utilize your attachment properly by not spoiling them with sense gratification, but by giving them Krishna. You should utilize your natural attachment to your children to see that they become liberated souls. Don't give up your attachment. Properly utilize your attachment. If my spiritual master is in town, is it okay to leave my regular temple services and serve him? Of course not. Spiritual master says, follow your local authority. That's what Prabhupada personally instructed me. Follow your local authority. That's a direct order from Prabhupada. So when you're following your local authority, you're already in the presence of your Guru Maharaj. See? Do you think Guru Maharaj is limited to his body? What kind of material consciousness is that? Spiritual master, his most powerful presence is called vani, or vibrational presence. When you're following his order to serve your local authority, you're packed up tightly with your Guru Maharaj. His lotus feet are stuck to your head. You're on a material platform, thinking, well, I got to get my Guru's association. Of course, you can always ask. I did that myself. I'd accepted Prabhupada as my spiritual master, and I'd never seen him ever before. It was just in the heart. And it was real. But I went to San Francisco for the Ratha Yatra. And we were there. Bob had not arrived yet. So the announcement was, we need some volunteers up at the Ratha Yatra site to help get the cars ready for the parade. So I volunteered. And I went up there with a great hero, the famous hero of ISKCON, Jayananda Prabhu. I got to serve under the great Jayananda, the great great stalwart Vaishnava. So, but then, as soon as I got up there, there was Jayananda, the carts, and then somebody said, they pulled up with a van, and they said, Prabhupada's arriving at the airport, and we're going to the airport now to greet him. I went, oh my God, I really have to be at the airport greeting Prabhupada. I'm sitting here with the carts. I mean, it's very nice to be here with Jayananda. What do? You just get in the van? No, you can't do that. I'm under Jayananda's order. I volunteer to be on his team, so I'm under his order. So what do? I said, Jayananda Prabhu, I've never seen Prabhupada ever in my whole life. Can I go to the airport? So he looked around to see how many helpers. He said, yeah, you can go. So I had his blessing, you see. For the blessings of the great Jayananda Prabhu, I had my first darshan of Prabhupada. That made it even more special because I had Jayananda Prabhu's blessing, you see. Instead of just independently taking off and disobeying Prabhupada's order to serve the authority, I took the permission of the authority, and that made it even more auspicious. You understand? That made it even more auspicious when I saw Prabhupada at the airport. So try to understand how this process works. And don't try to, cheat on the process. You be a humble servitor of Guru and Vaishnavas. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman, Narottam says. Always worship the lotus feet of your spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. What is the best way to improve the chanting? Just keep chanting. I know one gentleman in Malaysia, he said, well, you know, my rounds are so bad, and I don't want to chant so many because they're so offensive. I said, no. They're naturally offensive in the beginning. You just have to keep chanting and chanting, and the purifying effect of the mantra, well, it will naturally improve if you keep chanting. This is stated by Rupa Goswami. Siyat Krishna Nama Saritari Sitapya Pidya Pital Patapta Vrashanacharam Chikanu Kin Vadarananalinam Kadushai Bhujushta Savi Kramad Balita Dumu Nahantri. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is simply wonderful that carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So there you have it. Just got to chant carefully every day with great care and attention. Chant the holy names every day, and lo and behold, the natural sweetness of the name will come back. And you'll forget about all types of material sense gratification as some kind of inferior, disgusting distraction from the real happiness in life, which is called Namaruchi, to dive deeper, 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 deeper into the name. How much nectar is in the name? Unlimited nectar. So learn how to taste it. It's like one utterance of Krishna. There's so much nectar that it takes millions of mouths to hold it and trillions and quadrillions of ears to hold it. So just keep chanting and chanting and chanting and dive into that unlimited oceans of nectar.
Isn't it
the whole universe?
Isn't it more offensive than not chanting?
To chant? Someone says, well, I don't want to chant because I'm committing so many offenses. It's more offensive not to chant than it is to chant offensively. We start off as offensive chanters. There's three stages of chanting: the offensive stage, the clearing stage, and the offenseless stage. So you're going to be, when you start, your chanting will be offensive. It's natural. It's part of the process. So, but it's even more offensive not to chant. So chant, chant, chant. Don't say, can't. You chant, chant, chant. What is the procedure for choosing a guru? You want to answer that one? How do you choose a guru? Well, all you have to do is remember what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam Ajatam pati purvakam tadami buddha yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who were constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by how they can come to me. So is coming to is choosing your spiritual master part of coming to Krishna? What do you say? Yes. So if you're simply always in the mood of devotion, then Krishna, whom is in your heart, will say, here he is. Now you've found your spiritual master. Congratulations. You see. You just have to be sincere to be the pure devotee of Krishna, always absorbing yourself in Krishna consciousness, and then Krishna from within the heart will dictate to you who your spiritual master is. It's a very simple thing. Tesham, it's Bhagavad Gita 10:10. You want to look it up. Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam vati purvakam. As a conditioned soul, everyone goes through disease as a part of the four defects. Even some devotees go through disease sometimes in this iron age. Actually, I was sick as a dog about an hour ago. I was shivering in the bed just like a leaf. I had three blankets and I was completely shivering. I was thinking, how can I give this question and answers? But now I'm feeling much better. My wife gave me some pills and I said, well, the show must go on. Not really a show, but you know, they say the show must go on. But I felt it was my duty to come, even though I was really sick. And I feel better now. So the thing is, disease is a natural thing. Sometimes we get sick, but you just have always that mood to stay in devotional service that helps you to transcend. And actually, the body, when you engage the body in Krishna's service, it helps to heal the body. I mean, this is practical. It's a practical thing because the most auspicious thing you can do with your body is engage it in Krishna's service. And when you do that, it actually is medicinal on the living material level. It's actually medicinal. It helps to heal you. My wife said, Prabhu, would you like me to lead the kirtan? I said, actually, it will make me feel better if I lead it. I knew, even though I'm feeling like pretty rotten, I knew by doing a kirtan, I'd feel much better. So the thing is, by engaging in devotional service, even you're on your deathbed. I was actually thinking, what if I were to leave my body right now? It was really bad. I mean, three blankets and I'm shivering like a leaf for like a half an hour. And I was thinking, maybe I'll leave the body. I was thinking, this is getting really heavy. Well, okay, Krishna, whatever you want. You know. But leave the body here in Melbourne. A great place to leave the body. It is kind of Melbourne. Fantastic place to leave the body. So you just have to have that transcendental vision and put yourself under Krishna's protection. Krishna, whatever you want to do with me, that's all right. There's a story in that connection. Should I tell that story? It's a cool story. I heard it in Mayapur. Never forgot, it's a great story. There was a prime minister who was very Krishna conscious. He always said, whatever Krishna does is all right. So the king had a little accident. He cut off one of his fingers. And the prime minister said, Your Majesty, don't worry. Whatever Krishna does is all right. The king became very angry. What do you mean? I lost my finger and you say it's all right? Into the dungeon, you rascal. So the king, you know, the Kshatriyas, they would go on hunting expeditions to practice the killing arts. So they have to be, the Kshatriyas would lead they would lead the soldiers on the battlefield. They wouldn't sit comfortably in the palace. They would be leading the soldiers on the battlefield. They had to be powerful warriors. So in times of peace, they'd have to practice the killing art by going to the forest and killing the ferocious animals that are harassing the sages. So he was going to the forest for that purpose, and lo and behold, some devotees of Goddess Kali kidnapped him. And they were going to offer him as a human sacrifice to Goddess Kali. They gave him nice silk, they bathed him, gave him silk garments, his last meal, they get ready to sacrifice him. And they noticed, oh my God, he's missing a finger. Goddess Kali will be furious. You can't offer him the Goddess Kali with missing a finger. So they let him go. And he was going, wow, the minister said, whatever Krishna does is all right. He was so happy, he went back. It was okay, you know, finger is not a big deal. My life is a pretty big deal. So he went back He went back to the palace. He went straight to the dungeon to release the prime minister. Prime minister is sitting there, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, blissing out in the holy names, you know. So the king says, "You're not angry at me for sending you to the prison?" He said, "Well, Your Majesty, I go on those hunting trips usually with you, and I have all my fingers. Whatever Krishna does is all right." So in this way, you see, you just have to put yourself completely under the protection of Krishna. Whatever Krishna does is all right. Krishna knows what He's doing. You don't know what you're doing, rascal. But Krishna knows what He's doing. You see? Just put yourself completely under the direction of Guru and Krishna, and I guarantee you everything will be all right in your life. It'll be absolutely fabulous. Okay. In this Iron Age, we don't know what type of medicines we are going doing treatment in the hospital. Most of the medicines are not vegetarian friendly. Someone is taking those medications. Is he still committing sins? It's good to avoid, just like somebody wrote me with thyroid problems, just got an email today and they said you have to eat cow meat and pig meat to overcome your thyroid problem. But I went on the internet and I found there's so many vegetarian alternatives for thyroid treatment. I said, find another doctor. But Papa did authorize, this was many years ago, I don't think they had synthetic insulin then, but he had authorized a devotee who needed to take insulin, which was in those days was from the cow's liver. He authorized them to take it. And Prabhupada told an amazing story in New Vrindavan on a morning walk about Ayurvedic medicine. The devotees were shocked. Prabhupada had a chuckle. He said, there's a type of Ayurvedic medicine where you throw a live goat into boiling ghee. So for medicine, if there's necessity for medicinal purposes, anything can be taken. If it's an urgent, it's a matter of life and death. But of course you avoid it as much as possible. But there is a concession in medicine. If there's some urgent need to save a human life, that is there in medicine. Prabhupada said. Of course, if you can avoid it, that's very good. I went to an ear doctor and he gave me some herbs to help my hearing. And part of it, one of his suggested products was fish oil. I should take fish oil every day. But I went on the internet and found out they have an alternative, a vegetarian alternative for fish oil, EFA, essential fatty acids. And I take the vegetarian alternative. So as far as possible, do it. But if it's urgent, you can do whatever is necessary to save your life. Okay, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in many places, that is my opinion. Does this mean Arjuna has a choice between more than one opinion? This question was raised the other day. When the Supreme Court gives his opinion, is there any option? The Supreme Court's opinion is final. That's it. So when Krishna gives his opinion, it's not up for discussion. That's it, finished. Soon after I was introduced to Krishna consciousness, I was very enthusiastic about attending the morning program. Recently, I've been struggling to attend the morning program. What can I do? Please help. Could this be due to some offenses? It's a natural thing. When you first come to Krishna consciousness, it's new. Something new is always interesting. I remember when I was a kid, on Christmas Day, you go to the tree and you unwrap the boxes, you're all excited. Oh, wow, I got this toy gun. And you're all excited. Wow. For about 20 minutes. Then it's just, you lose interest in it. So happiness in the mind of passion is nectar in the beginning and poison in the end. So in the beginning, there's some mode of passion there. Something new, something different, something exotic, you see. So there's an attraction in the mode of passion that makes it interesting for us in the beginning. And that gradually turns into poison, becomes boring. If that's your only motivation, the passionate mode, then you will lose interest. You won't want to come anymore. So the key is, you don't have to banish that initial enthusiasm, but you have to couple it by cultivating the mode of goodness, which is poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. In other words, you have to develop a deep philosophical understanding by hearing the classes, by reading the books. You have to develop a deep philosophical understanding of how what this process is and how it works. And so, obviously, you didn't do that. You just came all fired up, but you didn't cultivate a deep enough understanding of what the process is. That was your fault. So now you have to have a deep understanding, and that will bring you into a position where you can go on, just like my wife and I, we've been attending the morning program for 40... We've been chanting the morning program for more than 4 decades, every day. Mangalarti, every day. I've been, ever since 1971, I'm coming to Mangalarti every day for 45 years, you see. So, you have to have proper understanding. Just like Rupa Goswami says that, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, who is the author of the Garbhashtakam prayer that we sing at Mangalarti every day, he explains that anyone who observes Mangalarti, sings this prayer during the Mangalarti, he will achieve the direct service of Lord Sri Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan upon leaving his body. So when you read these things, you see, you cultivate that knowledge and that faith in the principle. And then you go, well, come hell or high water, I'm going to have Mangalarti, either at home or at the temple. I'm going to get up and sing Garbhashtakam every day in the early morning hours, no matter what happens. If the vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra were to form an image, what would it look like? Yang Sham Mashundara Machanya Guna Svarupam. There you go. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Valochanena Santaksadai Rahida Yeshu Valoka Yanti Yang Sham Mashundara Machanya Guna Svarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts, with the eye of devotion tinged with a salve of love. That's how the name will manifest. When you really go deep in the name, you'll see Krishna. You'll see him directly. Baba ordered me. He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. How to convince your mind of things that didn't work out. Let's see. How to convince your mind of things that didn't work out was meant to be. Everything is going on ultimately under Krishna's direction. So a devotee sees failure and success equally. Prabhupada even stated one time, he said, failure is the pillar of success. If you're willing to fail and you don't mind failing in your service, and you take even failure enthusiastically, then you'll be a very successful person. A person who can't deal with failure, it doesn't matter to do anything unless he can succeed, he won't be very successful. But the most successful people are those who are willing to embrace failure again and again and again and again and again. You see. It's like in sales, you see. You go out on the street to sell a Bhagavad Gita, you know, there's hundreds of people coming down the sidewalk. And if the first person doesn't take it, you think, well, I'm going to go home. I couldn't sell a Gita, so I'm just going to forget about it. No. There's a saying in sales, even material salesmen, they say, some will, some won't. So what? Next. You just go boom, boom, boom. You see, the salesman loves those no's because he knows that every no is one step closer to yes. So his goal is, I'm going to go out today and get as many no's as possible. You see. Enthusiastically, he goes for the no's. It's like music to his ears. No, no, no. Because he knows that the no's are bringing the yes. So in this way, you have to understand how to prosecute Krishna consciousness. It's like we have a goal that Prabhupada gave us, to deliver the whole world. You can say, okay, world, take the Krishna consciousness. The world says, no. Well, are you going to give up? No. The world says, no, we don't like your Hare Krishnas. You're a bunch of cults, some weird cult. We're not interested in Krishna consciousness. But no, we have a mission to take over the whole world. And I don't care if we get 10 million no's, I'm dedicated to that mission, to make the whole world Krishna conscious. You have to take birth after birth, I don't care. My goal in life, given by Prabhupada, is to deliver the world, you see. So the no's are fine, just keep going. Every no is one step closer to yes. I envision a day that when the whole world will be Krishna conscious. The whole world will be, the politicians even, Prabhupada said, will be Mahabhagavats. So they should be Mahabhagavats. So that day will come. It may be 5,000 years from now, but that's okay. 5,000 years is like that compared to eternal time. So we just got to keep pushing, 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 pushing. Never mind failure. If God comes from God, then from where that other God came from? God comes from God, finished. He has no other origin. Anadir Adir Govinda. Have you not studied Brahma Samhita? Brahmaji says, Krishna has no origin and He is the origin of everything. So that means He has no origin other than Himself. So that's it, finished. If He has another origin, then He's not God. That His origin is God, not Him. A high-class devotee realized in Aishvarya Bhav, how high can the devotee go? Can that devotee aspire for a Radhakamika Bhav and attain that in Vaikuntha Loka? The thing is, you don't know what your relationship is with Krishna. Just aspire for pure devotee to be fully surrendered to Krishna. Think, well, I have to be a gopi or I have to be a gopa. No. Just when you achieve this, the asakti stage of pure devotion, you'll actually realize who you are in Krishna's pastimes. Don't try to guess now. It will be material desire, actually. You're trying to force your way into Krishna's abode. You can't do that. You have to come in as a humble servant. Krishna, however you want me to serve you. That's the move that will get you in the door. Not that, well, Krishna, you know, I want to be a gopi or I want to be this or that. Don't have that kind of, it's called sahajism. Don't be a sahajiya. You just be a completely sold out surrendered servant of Guru and Krishna. Why did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear in Mayapur when Bengal had only Durga devotees and end his pastimes at Puri, why not in South India? You can ask Lord Chaitanya when you meet him. Prabhupada, actually, I know we had one gentleman, Dr. Alankar, became a disciple of Prabhupada in Gainesville. And he said, Prabhupada, why Krishna didn't appear in Russia? Prabhupada said, because he did not take your consultation. So, you know, you can ask all these questions, but you try to understand your position. I want to be serious in my spiritual life. I live far away, and I am looking forward to buy a new house. Should I buy the house near the temple or far away? What's your advice? The closer the better. If you can buy one right across the street, that's the best thing. 30 seconds to Mangalarti. Is a drop of rain part of Krishna? Of course, everything is part of Krishna. How to tolerate and learn from the chastisement from senior devotees? You want to answer that one? No? Okay. What should be the mood towards them? Prabhupada said, the student who is more chastised, he is advanced. So you say, well, I don't know if I really want to be chastised that much, you know. But what was Lord Chaitanya's position? He was chastised like anything by his spiritual master. He said, you are such a fool and a rascal, you cannot understand Vedanta, therefore you just better chant Hare Krishna. So if Lord Chaitanya is chastised by his guru, what is your position? You think you're beyond being chastised by your spiritual master? If Lord Chaitanya was chastised by his spiritual master? You see, don't become familiar with your guru thinking, well, you know, he chastises me and I chastise him. No. You have to be subordinate. You have to subordinate yourself to the spiritual master. That's how you will capture Krishna. So we've run out of questions and it's now 8:30, so we can stop here, and I'm just delighted you all came. Please take these answers that we've given very seriously and mold your life according to them. If you do so, I absolutely guarantee you'll realize Krishna. You will see Krishna face to face in due course of time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.